Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to have a chat to Will Clarkin, who's got two runners in the Group 1 Goodwood on Saturday. And just to add a little bit more intrigue, he's also got the brothers who are riding both of those horses, Will Price on Ironclad and Ben Price on Bo Rossa. Will, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Michael. How are you?
Was this a little bit of a plan in, I suppose, the wings a few weeks ago, or have the cards just fallen that way, that you've got the brothers on the two?
The cards just fallen that way. Obviously, Ben Price is my apprentice, and he's been doing a terrific job. He's a hard worker and riding well without a lot of opportunity at the moment, just being the carnival. And look, we hadn't engaged any jockeys and knew both runners would be bigger odds, and we didn't want to lock them in before we knew they were running, and they both galloped well yesterday morning, so we've accepted. And I'm really happy to give Ben and Will an opportunity.
How are the boys? I know Ben isn't a shy character. Has the banter begun between them?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll be getting Ben by the scruff of the neck for the rest of the week so that he keeps his eye on the game. But he's got a big job from the gate. But look, you know, it's always a get the monkey off the back and have a ride in a big race. It'll be good for him, and I'm sure it'll bring him on as a rider.
Well, what you said is exactly right, because what did you do when you saw the barriers fall for the Goodwood? Ironclad gate 16, Bo Rossa 21.
Yeah, we've had an agonising sort of 6 to 12 months of things like this, so we just sort of expect it at the moment, but it'll change. You know, it is what it is, and we will just have to ride Bo Rossa extremely conservative. I'd have to say that most probably he was a little bit lacklustre the run before last on the Gold Coast and last start. Who knows what went wrong? So maybe riding him dead cold and allowing him to find the line and see where he's at. I know it's a Group 1 and we're obviously meant to, you know, go out there and put everything on the deck, but he's most probably getting past a few. And you know, if miracles align, they went a million miles an hour and he could run over and run into a top five finish, that would be fantastic for both the horse, the owners, and them.
I was going to ask about last start. I expected to see something in the vet report, but there was nothing there. So was it just a total head-scratcher?
Yeah, yep. Look, you know, it goes against my whole religion, but maybe he just had a day off. One thing I would say, he's a very unique horse. He's a bit eccentric, and we've mucked around the tongue tie a few times with him, and I think in his gallops he gallops better and pulls up a bit cleaner in the wind, but a couple of times he's done bizarre things when he's had it on. He actually pulled himself up in a gallop on the track once before, so that's the only thing I can, and that's a long bow to draw. But taking the tongue tie off, his work's been good since. The vet's been over him 10 times, we've had bloods out of him, and you can't fault him. So I don't think I've ever had the horse happier and healthier. You know, we really expected him to run well for the other day. And, look, it was a hard day at the races all around.
Well, Ironclad as well went to the line okay, but didn't savage the line last start. And he's a horse that's done so well since coming out here to Australia, probably better known over the mile. So what's your expectations on Saturday with him?
Yeah, look, he was plain last start. Jamie gave him the peach. He said he was the winner on the corner and was just fair late. Look, the track was a bit odd that day. Like, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a bias. Just a few horses handled it, a few horses didn't. Again, you know, we're making excuses, but I put the blinkers on him yesterday morning. Really, really worked up with gusto. His action was good, pulled up lovely in the wind. His data was good afterwards. So I think that he is definitely the leader of the charge. I don't like the gate for him because he'll be able to blend in. It looks great speed. Thankfully, a couple of the horses that go forward have drawn out there. And I think that he'll get a lovely run. And, you know, you're right, maybe he is a miler, but he's got a few quirks. He's got just a few little issues that we'll sort out. I think we'll get better again next prep. I haven't really got a huge volume of work into him, so just training him like this is the way we're going for at the moment. Just whether he's got the change of gear, you know, I'd love it just to go be run at a frantic tempo, and I think that would bring him into it.
Well, he's about $21, so he might be a little each way spec on Saturday in the Goodwood. I see you've snuck one over the border today at Ballarat. He's exclusive.
Yeah, perfect conditions to see our theory of this horse. I'm sure he'll get for a wet track being a Kiwi. 1400, perfect distance for him. He lets him get around him over 6 furlongs, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't quite get the mile. Got an excellent front running rider on him, Linda Meach. So the riding's on the wall. Only thing I'd say, he's been up for a while. So a little bit there. He's not one that I'd go to the races, ever expecting great things from him, because he's a bit hit and miss. But it looks excellent circumstances to compete well.
Okay. And I see you've entered extremely lucky at Flemington on Saturday. Will you make the trip across with him?
He'll be accepted at Flemington, and he's accepted at Moorefield. We'd love to give the horse a kill before we put him in the paddock. He obviously should have won first up. He was luckless off a horrifically slow tempo the other day, and Mark Zara rode him. He's quite convinced he should have ran second. I'd most probably say that I'd agree with that. And I'd love to give him a little kill. So maybe staying in Adelaide and then going to the paddock and having a really, really nice horse over spring.
Well, we'll look out for him on Saturday as well. Best of luck, Will. It could be a massive day for the stable and also the Price family. Good luck.
Thank you.